This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
My name is Susan. I'm calling because I have a ghost story that I thought you may be interested in. I used to live in Idaho, and Idaho has, you know, several ghost towns. One of them happens to be called Silver City, an old mining town that's over 100 years old. And people are still live there. The buildings still exist as the way they are. In fact, it's against the law. If you buy one of the buildings there, it's against the law for you to take it down and rebuild. You have to keep it the way it is. It's because they want to leave it the way it was. But people actually live here. Not too many, but they do. I was staying in a hotel there. I think it was called the Idaho Hotel. In fact, one of the rooms I was in was known to be haunted. Even though I didn't feel anything, in the hotel, in the room that I was staying at, had bullet holes in the walls that were over 100 years old. So it was kind of crazy. But I did have a ghost experience. My son, who was probably around 2 years old at the time, and my ex, we went looking around. This mining town is, I think it's in the Owowee, or I can't pronounce it, mountains in Idaho. Anyway, we went looking around, you know, we left the town and started looking around the mountain and everything to look at caves and all that and other historical things. And we happened to come across one mining cave. And we went into the mining cave, and my ex started taking photographs, and I was holding our son at the time. But I had a really nervous feeling that I shouldn't be in the cave with my son. And so I did an about face and left. I just felt like there's danger here. I didn't see anything. I just felt like something was dangerous in here. But he obviously didn't, because he continued to explore and take pictures and all that. But once we did that and we went back to the hotel for the night, we looked at the pictures and we saw a face of a spirit. It looked like an old miner. What's interesting is the photos, but photos went from looking like a regular photo, and then it started to change colors. For every photo after, it went from a clear photo, then it started to get blue and bluer, and then next thing you know, then this miner's face shows up clear as day, looking right at my ex, and the face looks extremely angry, like, get the, you know what, out of my mind right now. And it's so crystal clear, you can tell it is. And then after you see the face, then the pictures afterwards start slowly going back from blue to back to a normal looking, what a picture should look like. I have these photos. If you're interested in them, I can get them and send them to you, and you'll see the angry miner's face. Well, anyway, when we were sitting down at the hotel that evening and speaking to people who live there, and we explained to one guy what we saw and what we caught on film, and we showed it to him, he goes, do you know that that's the mine that you were in? He goes, I've been to that mine. I have pictures of ghosts from that mine. Do you know that the mine that you were in was not only haunted, but it's haunted because 33 miners happened to have died in that mine that you were in. It collapsed over 100 years ago, and it is haunted. And he had pictures to show us, to prove to us that it was truly haunted and it wasn't our imagination. So I thought it was really interesting. It's a great place. It's worth the trip. But that's my story, and I hope you like it. Take care. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.